Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Silk Coast North Parish Church. And welcome to the wonderful world of radio, the kingdom of profound patter and magnificent music. It never ceases to amaze me how wonderful it is that me sitting here and you out there, far or near, can share a wee world together for half an hour. We probably have never met, and the likelihood is that we never will. But here and now, we do meet in a fellowship of minds, a communion of souls, as we share an experience together. So, welcome to my world. Won't you please come in, as Jim Reeves or Elvis Presley in this case sings.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart, leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world, built with you in mind. Knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you'll be given the key to this heart of mine. I'll be waiting there with my arms unfurled, waiting just for you. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world.
I've been thinking a lot recently about how we live in many different worlds within this same world. For instance, the radio sits silent and then we get the impulse to switch it on. We tune in to the Holy Half Hour broadcast or whatever station we prefer, then we tune out again. While we're not listening, there is still broadcasting going on. It's just that we tune in and tune out of it. We tune in and out of television, of the soaps, of football, the news, or whatever, each of which is their own wee world and their own wee kingdom. Recently, I conducted a Sunday service in Silk Coast North Parish Church in my capacity as Mr. Noble, the minister. Then I got in my car and drove 6 hours to Aberdeenshire to visit my parents, where I ceased to be Mr. Noble, the minister, and resumed my other identity as son. Two worlds in one day. Our congregation's former missionary partner, Helen Scott, lived in Dalry and went out to Africa, to Zambia and then Malawi, for many years. Periodically she returned home, commuting between the world's seventh richest country and the world's seventh poorest countries. What a culture shock it was both ways. One of our congregation, John Hunter, works as an engineer on cruise ships. For years, he has commuted to work from Scotland to the Pacific Ocean. When two strangers meet and fall in love, they invite each other into their little worlds, into their little kingdoms. Again, Elvis might sing, "Welcome to my world, won't you please come in?" Or as Peter Sarsted might put it, "Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head."
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jamais. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. You go to the embassy parties, where you talk in Russian and Greek, and the young men who move in your circle, they hang on every word you speak. Yes, they do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do.
Jesus welcomes us all into his world, into his kingdom, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not a geographical territory. Rather, it is an attitude, a state of mind, an outlook, a philosophy of life, a Weltanschauung in German. It's wherever God rules, okay. The kingdom of God is inside people's hearts and minds and souls. The world hasn't changed much since Jesus came, as non-Christians keep reminding us. But many individuals have changed a lot, one by one, and little by little change lives, change other lives, and gradually change the world around them. The biggest thing in the world is the Great Barrier Reef off the coast of Australia. It grows inch by inch, building on itself till it becomes the biggest thing in the world. When God rules in our life, we come under new management. Thy will be done, not my will. We live for Jesus and others. We self-sacrifice and serve joyfully. We trust God. We want to please him. We love him. There's a wedding together of his life and ours. Two miracles happen. Almighty God freely chooses to share our little worlds of our daily lives, our small ups and downs, and we share in God's cosmic life, his crucifixion and resurrection and eternal life in heaven. He is with us in our petty concerns, and we are with him in his great plans and purpose. Wow. I like to put it this way. You can quote me on this. Jesus comes into our little lives, chaotic kingdoms and wonky world. And Jesus invites us into his cosmic communion, wonderful world, eternal existence. Brides and grooms exchange rings as tokens of their mutual love and commitment. Jesus and his disciples exchange bread and wine as tokens of their mutual love and commitment to each other. We enjoy a fellowship human and divine. Catch the vision of that. Feel the romance in that. Welcome to God's world. Won't you please come in? Here is St. Mary's Saltcoats Guitar Group.
Come as you are, that's how I want you. Come as you are, feel right at home. Close to my heart, loved and forgiven. Come as you are, why stand alone? No need to fear, love has no limits. No need to fear, love never ends. Don't run away, shamed and downhearted. Rest in my love, trust me again. Come as you are, that's how I want you. Come as you are, feel right at home. Close to my heart, love and forgiven. Come as you are, why stand alone? I came to call sinners, not just the righteous. I came to bring peace, not to condemn. Each time you fail, live by my promise. Why do you think I love you the less? Come as you are, that's all I want you. Come as you are, feel right at home. Close to my heart, loved and forgiven. Come as you are, why stand alone? Come as you are, that's how I love you. Come as you are, trust me again. Nothing can change the love that I bear you. All will be well, just come as you are. Come as you are, that's how I want you. Come as you are, feel right at home. Close to my heart, loved and forgiven. Come as you are, why stand alone?
When we come and enter the kingdom of God, or rather when the kingdom of God enters our lives, we enjoy unbelievable blessings and a complete transformation, so radical that Jesus himself described it as being born again. St. Paul spoke about the old self dying and a brand new self rising. Christians learn various things like joy. And we learn that joy is not about external circumstances, it's about inner joy and peace and strength. The kingdom of God's not outside us, it's inside us. So there's the story in the Bible of Paul and Silas who were imprisoned for preaching the gospel. What an injustice. They were locked up in a dark, damp dungeon, and they were there at midnight, and we find them singing their hearts out, like two little birds chirping in a cage. The other prisoners were looking at them in the joyless surroundings, thinking, what are they singing about? And then there was an earthquake, and it was as if everybody had got released, and the prison jailer panicked, and he was about to kill himself, because the law then was, if you lost your prisoners, you got killed. And Paul says, no, no, we're all here, don't kill yourself. And the man, the jailer, who had the keys, the power of life and death over them, he fell at their feet saying, gentlemen, how can I be more like you? What must I do to be saved? You're the prisoners and you've got a freedom and a joy and a peace. And I'm the one with the keys and I'm in an awful state. And they said, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have his rule within us, his kingdom within us, his joy and peace within us. So the man became a Christian. This is Graham Kendrick singing about this song that Jesus puts into our hearts that defies even being in a dungeon at midnight.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Jesus put this song
of God is in our hearts, we have a peace and a calm, even in a crisis. In the Bible, it tells us about the prophet Elisha at Dothan, and the Syrian army had come to capture him and kill him. So when Elisha's servant looked out the window, he saw all these horses and chariots and swords and spears, and he ran back in a panic. Master, master, we're surrounded. And Elisha was dead calm. And he says, how can you be calm at a time like this? And Elisha prayed to God to open the eyes of his servant, and God did. And then the servant realized, behind the Syrian army, there was a heavenly army. Elisha has what I would call the bifocal spectacles of faith. He could see his problem and his danger in the foreground, but he could also see beyond that to see God's providence and protection. So here's Don Francisco telling the story in song, There's More That Stand On Our Side.
There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. A king who hated Israel was trying to win a war. But every move he made, it seemed that Israel knew before. Now it's not a spy inside our camp, his men explained one day. There's a prophet named Elisha, hears every word you say. They found out where Elisha lived, and the army marched that night. They surrounded all the city by the morning's early light. When Elisha's servant rose, he saw that army all around. And he said, what are we gonna do? They're gonna cut us down. But Elisha told his servant, now don't give in to your fear. Those that are with us are more than all this army here. And Elisha prayed that his servant's eyes would have the sight required. And he saw God's mighty army with its chariots of fire. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. It doesn't matter how it seems, how strong the enemy. Don't believe your eyes, believe your Father's guarantee. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. The enemy moved toward the town, and Elisha prayed a prayer. Lord, strike them all with blindness, let confusion be a snare. God struck that whole army blind, and he brought them to defeat. The victory he gave that day was total and complete. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. It doesn't matter how it seems, how strong the enemy. Don't believe your eyes, believe your Father's guarantee. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. The eyes of God search all the earth to find each blameless heart, to show his power and faithfulness, to take his children's part. And though fear is all around you, don't you dare give in, 'cause the battle is the Lord's and he's the one who's gonna win. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. It doesn't matter how it seems, how strong the enemy. Don't believe your eyes, believe your Father's guarantee. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see.
When the kingdom of God is within us, we enjoy joy and peace, but also courage. I think of Daniel in the lion's den, and there's the chorus that goes with it. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm and dare to make it known. Here's Ian White singing Daniel's story.
When Daniel was a young man, he was strong and handsome, intelligent and friendly and brave. And he was very happy living in his homeland until people came and took him away. Daniel, you'll be brave, Daniel, you'll be brave. You've been taken far away and made a slave. Daniel, you believe, Daniel, you believe. Your God is near, so have no fear. For Daniel, your heart is free. When Daniel was an old man, the king had showed him favor, but all around were envious men. One day they caught him praying when it was forbidden, and threw him in the lion's den. Oh, Daniel's in the den, Daniel's in the den. It's nearly time for bed, and the lions need fed. Daniel's in the den, Daniel's in the den. But the people and the king have forgotten one thing, that Daniel, he's God's friend. It's early in the morning, the king is looking worried, running to the lion's den. Then Daniel says, good morning, the lion hasn't torn me. You see, my God has saved me again. Oh, Daniel, you're alive, Daniel, you're alive. It's a miracle that you haven't died. Daniel, please forgive, Daniel, please forgive. We'll tell every man living in this land that Daniel, your God lives. Oh, Daniel, your God lives. Oh, Daniel, your God lives.
God gives us courage like Daniel there. He also gives us strength beyond our own strength, as in the case of Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were threatened with being put in a fiery furnace unless they bowed down and worshipped King Nebuchadnezzar's statue of himself. And they said, O king, we try to be obedient good citizens, but that's too much. We worship one God. Our God will save us. But even if he doesn't, we're not bowing down to your silly statue. We are serving him. So for all those who enjoy strength beyond their own strength, here's Louis Armstrong singing Shadrach.
There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, took a trip to the land of Babylon, Shadrach. Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, Shadrach. Meshach, Abednego, took a lot of gold and made an idol, Shadrach. Meshach, Abednego, and he told everybody when he heard the music of the cornet. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the flute. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the harp. He must fall down and worship the idol Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
Couldn't fool them with a golden idol, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
So the king put the children in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He thrown coal and red hot brimstone, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
7 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Burn up the soldiers that the king had put there, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
But the Lord sent an angel with the snow-white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel, Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
Well, they couldn't even burn a hair on the hater, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, laughing and talking while the fire jumping around.
Meshach, Abednego.
Old Nebuchadnezzar called, "Hey there," when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Ho, 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 Abednego.
There's so much more I could say, but time is running out. Basically, only married folk really know what it is like to be married. And only disciples of Jesus know the inside story of how wonderful it can be. When we marry someone like Jesus, gradually his thoughts become our thoughts, his ways our ways, his will, his outlook our outlook. He is our king and we live in his kingdom, happily ever after, starting right now. Bye for now, and I leave you with Daniel Smith and Jesse Dixon.
gonna give you all the glory for all you've given me. You have filled my life until I overflow. All I have is yours to use in any way you choose. You are Lord of all, so how can I say no? I'll say yes,
Lord, yes, to your will and to your way.
I'll say yes,
Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey.
When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree,
and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
If I never knew the fullness of living in your will, I would never